Now, folks, there's a very special commissioned film marks 800 years of St. Mary's Collegiate Church in Yore. This is a film recently released to celebrate 800 years of St. Mary's Collegiate Church. It'll be launched, the film will be launched on Sunday, April the 17th. I'm delighted to be joined by Tony Sheehan, the art director and indeed the composer and indeed the performer of the music on the film, and indeed Michael Toomey of Complete Control Film. Lads, you're very, very welcome to the programme and thanks for taking the time to come into us.
Thanks, Noel.
Lads, Tony, I have to say, you gave me a sneak preview of the film there about a week ago. And yesterday I played it, right? And now I played it on a little laptop, small laptop, right? And, of course, I would love to see it. You know, I sound like Mark Kermode now, if I'm telling the truth, but I'd love to see it. I'd love to see it on a huge screen, and I'd love to see surround sound. And, indeed, that's what will be happening up in St. Mary's Church, I think, on Sunday.
Yeah, so on Sunday,
yes.
The church that we all know and we all love is going to be converted into a cinema. And it's especially to show the film that Michael directed called Heart in the Stone. It's a 25-minute film,
mm-hmm.
which was made over a two-year period and was made during the pandemic. So it is a film that is of the church and about the church, but that is a lot more than just the church. I mean, Michael will speak more to that, but by way of introduction, this is a beautiful film that has been 2 years in the making, made during the time of a global pandemic when, for the first time in its history, the church wasn't able to host worship.
Yes, you were saying that this is the first time in its 800 years that it hasn't been able to hold a continuous service of worship.
So it was able to stay open during the Spanish flu. It even operated during Cromwell's time. And it certainly operated during the Black Death. But it wasn't able to stay open during COVID. And so Mick went in and occupied the closed space and the closed grounds of the church for 2 years and proceeded to make a film that will act as a kind of a lasting testament, I think, for the town, very valuable document, because, of course, Mick Toomey is also a historian.
Yes.
And it acts as a document for us, for all time. It's a 21st century document of our most important asset in the church, really, in historical terms. That church is the jewel in the crown.
I have to say, when I played the film, I listened to it for the 27 minutes it was on. I was absolutely blown away about it. Folks, to tell you the truth, it's very, very hard to put into words what I felt. But I did feel, actually, looking at the film, that it really brought home to me, it captured the transition of time, spring, summer, autumn and winter. Right. And indeed, it made me realize that our place, our little place, our little contribution to the church. And as I say, the film is about the transition of the four seasons. But I think there's a lot more than that. I think it tells a story, and it doesn't have to tell the story. There's no narrating in it. It doesn't tell the story. It tells the story of the life of the church. Which, yeah. I think, Michael, you really brought that to the fore.
Well, thanks, Noel. I appreciate that, and I'm glad that I don't know that, you know, you hope when you make something that you make it in the idea that you have yourself, and then you have to share that idea, and you hope the idea gets across.
It did.
Yeah, and
that's very much so.
Yeah, and that's the first and most important thing when you're making something. You want it to relate, really. It's grand making something abstract. You know what I mean? And I like abstract as well, but it has to relate to people. And when you say there's more, the film is really trying to capture the idea that church has always been there. Now, it hasn't always been there, obviously.
Hence its name.
The history of the town, Heart and the Stone.
The Heart and the Stone. I think the title is very apt. Like, you're talking about the stone structure of the church. Yeah. The heart is the people.
The people. The people and the church. Nature and the world that existed around it. And in a time that was, a time that is now, and a time that will be in the future. And, you know, and the Normans were famous for their stone structures. And,
yes.
You know, they would last and have lasted. I mean, you can find Norman structures, you know, all over Europe, you know, but few as beautiful as the Collegiate Church. You know, there are other ones that are magnificent cathedrals and stuff that were built later, but early Norman structures like that, it's magnificent, really. And that was the idea, that you'd look at it, and there's no story, as you say. It's not a narrative film. It's not a documentary. You'd look at it and you'd think, God, that's been here a long time, and a lot of people have been and gone, and people will in the future, and it will hopefully always be there.
The scene changes. They were gentle, but very, very powerful. They were very powerful images, and again, especially, I think that you have captured the passage of time, not alone in the four seasons, but indeed in the life of the church itself.
Yeah.
And what I thought was particularly enhancing was the actual superimposition of the scenes of the First World War superimposed on the walls of the church. That was unbelievable. That was Horgan's kind of thing, you know.
Well, thanks very much, Noel. I really appreciate your praise on that. It's a bit humbling, really. But that all came by accident, really. Like all good things, you know. Like when you're making something, you toil for a lot, and then these happy accidents come along. And the church always celebrates the First World War every year.
Every year,
And they have a list of names there of people in the locale who fought in the First World War. And we know as Irish people, we know well that the attitude has changed towards, you know, the people who fought in the First World War in this century, which is good. But I was looking at the poppies, and I know there's controversy over the poppies and all that, but I just wanted to say that this was a reality of that place, regardless of what your politics are and how you view the poppy and that. And it's not a celebration as such. It's just a reflection on the idea that people who fought in the war would have seen that place of worship as central to their roots while they're away in the fields of France. You know, and we all have that as a country of immigrants or people who emigrate. We all feel that when we're away, we have something that we're rooted to, whether it's the sea if you're from Yorkshire.
Well, to the call of home.
Yeah, yeah. And
basically, isn't it?
That's what I was trying to capture, really. Yeah. That these guys were in trenches somewhere, and that, you know, a lot of them are buried there. And it was just a nod to say that they are an essential part of the history there.
And the music that you put in on that particular scene, Tony.
Yeah, Tony can talk about that. Are you talking about the song?
I'm talking about the song.
That breaks into the music.
That breaks in, and it's so gentle in the background. You can hardly hear it, but yet it's loud, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
It's present.
Yeah, so I suppose the wonderful thing for me was that I've been composing music since the 90s.
Mm.
But it's been purely for pleasure. I'm an amateur. You know, I'm not a professional, even though I work in music professionally. I've never gone to the other side of the stage, as it were, as a musician or a composer. And I decided that I would do it for this.
Well,
so Mick actually showed great faith in me, because how it came about was that we were discussing the overall film, and Mick would very often go to different sources for music, and I asked him, would he be interested in listening to the stuff I'd been doing? And Mick listened, and then the journey began.
I think I was a bit hard, because I said, we'll scrap that and you can write four new pieces.
That's right. So I put it much nicer. I said, you're really yawny. You scrap that.
But I had
already written a 27-minute piece for Milana Abbey, and the idea was that I was going to perform it out there live.
Yes.
But I could never, I understand that there's actual electric power out there.
There is, yeah.
But I could never raise the money to put on the show that you would need to put on in order to make that 27-minute piece happen. It was to happen on Midsummer's morning at dawn. I played that piece of music for Mick, and Mick then said, no, scrap it. I want you to write four new pieces. I wrote three of them. And the fourth one was the one you're referring to, Noel, which is to do with the First World War.
Yes.
A couple of years ago, I'd come across a recording of an Irish prisoner of war recorded in a German POW camp singing the Pride of Liscarroll, that lovely old song. And it was recorded. And I composed over that. And I gave it to Mick. And then we put it up against what Mick had been doing with that whole section, which corresponds, I think, with autumn, isn't it?
It was amazing because I was thinking about the World War One images, and then Tony had already had this piece of music. It was like happy accident and all. I mean, how things come together, you know?
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, it rooted the whole film then.
It did. It anchored.
Is that what you mean when you were saying earlier on that, do you know what I mean? I think it's kind of a high point in the film, you know what I mean?
It is. And as well as that, you see, the film itself. Now, well, the film itself is very professionally done.
Yeah.
The music, and I have to compliment you, Tony, in the music. The music actually the music actually makes it. The music.
Oh, it does. It
the music blends into it. The music gives you an ear as well as a visual look. And when you hear the music and when you're looking at it, you're there. You're actually you're looking at the church. You're there. You're taking part in it. You're wafted away, for want of a better word.
Thanks, Noel. And I mean, the lovely thing for me, just creatively, was being able to sit down to think about the instrumentation. You know, so there's a saxophone, a piano, what's known as a bowed piano. That's a piano where you play the bows, the strings of the piano with a bow, with a cello bow.
Oh yes.
I sampled a church organ, not St. Mary's, I couldn't get at it, but the one in Driscoll, yes. Christchurch, a Telford 1736 organ, that's sampled. And there's orchestration. And, you know, and it was just a complete, I mean, there were times when it became a real struggle to try and make the thing we wanted, but.
Yeah. We're going to take a little bit of a listen now, with your permission there. We're going to take a tiny extract of the film and you'll see exactly what I'm talking about, the way the music blends in.
You have to ask for permission. No.
Is it copyrighted?
It is absolutely copyrighted.
Can we do that?
If you have a tenor, I'll take it.
Yeah, no problem at all. We crossed a pan with silver at the end of the day.
Yeah, crossed a pan with silver, yeah.
Excellent. Well thought. There's actually four poems, Spring, Summer, Autumn and Winter. It's like Vivaldi seasons. But this
poem. No.
Yeah. I'm putting you up there with Vivaldi.
Be careful.
Yeah. But as I say, this is spring. This is the little couple of words about spring. And it goes something like this, folks.
Young lovers smile in the presence of the dead, whose lips of stone once kissed such delights. They hear the lovers, blinded by appetite, making promises that cannot be kept in paradise.
That's what CNN call, I think, 30 seconds of calm, isn't it? beautiful, actually. You're really, and again, the music tone, the birds in the background, you know, it's unbelievable.
Well, it took Mick 2 years.
Yeah, Mick, tell us about that, because you were in the church, literally. You were in the church for
I was in the church, but
you were the longest serving resident in the day, yeah, was, in, the, yeah. in 800 years.
I was in the hospital as well for a period. So it was a strange, very strange time actually. COVID, and you know, I had a bit of a health issue, and then getting in out of the church even, and the grass grew in there as well. Things grew wild in there.
Yes,
because everything had been beautifully groomed in there. You know.
Yes.
And then all this wild growth came back. So. To capture the four seasons, you have to spend time, really, don't you? It's obvious, you know, you can't shoot summer in spring and vice versa. That,
yes.
So it had to take that long. And then with breaks in between.
Naturally, yeah.
I didn't get the first spring. I didn't get the first winter I wanted. I got very, very lucky with one particular day. So you had to be on the hop, really.
Yeah.
To use a less artistic expression,
yeah.
You know, you had to be down to you had to be, and I'm on the spot really. I live just
yeah, the other that's
side.
Right.
I live on
the other side of it. Yeah, yeah.
I live on the what would you call it? The Liberties.
Liberties. Yeah.
Up on the hill.
Yeah.
So you know, I'm very close, and the church were great. You know, in terms of just getting access to a key and getting in, and getting into the church itself as well. I got a lot of help there, and I must thank them for that. The poems were difficult. I wrote the four poems. They took a long time. I probably wrote about 50 poems, really.
Yes. You
know, constantly changing. But I'm happy with them. But, you know, it was a joy to make. As long as it took, it was a joy, really.
I have a feeling what you're saying, you really did enjoy it.
I did.
You really enjoyed it. And it comes over that you really enjoyed it.
Yeah, being down there and filming in there and being in the church. Every day you went down, there was different light in there as well throughout the seasons, you know. The church, almost like the beach outside, you know, the way it changes.
Yeah,
the
light changes. The two days are never the same there.
Because there's so many windows and so many large windows, and of course the stained glasses.
Exactly. Yeah.
So every time you went in, and then you might go in like in the afternoon, it would be different in the afternoon. It would be different.
Of course. Of course.
So like, if you're taking pictures or you're shooting film, it's sort of like endless. It's bottomless, really. I mean, there's a lot of stuff I could have put in, a lot of more stuff I could have put in, but I wanted the film to have an impact. So, you know, less is more.
And it's a gradual blend. You've gradually blended in the scenes but after another.
Yeah, but
and
isn't that what the seasons are like?
That's,
you don't really notice them changing, you know?
That's exactly what
you're
I was going to.
You're driving on the road one day and you're going, God, the trees are full.
Yeah, it's indicative, sudden, you know? Basically. Yeah. It's the transition that you did. There was no sudden transitions.
Yeah.
And as I said, it tells a story. It tells a story of not alone the four scenes, but it tells a story, as I said, of 800 years of worship. That 800 years have been an integral part of our community. Mm-hmm. And I think, lads, that you have captured it very, very well indeed. And I have to compliment both of you.
Well, thanks very much. And just to let people know, there's tickets available just about for Sunday night. Mick and I will do a Q&A after the showing.
Yes.
But we're showing the film Monday night, Tuesday night and Wednesday night at 8:30 p.m.
We picked
that time because that it's still dark. Like, it's a big challenge to show this in the cinema, and we got some great help just technically. So a big thank you to the venue, obviously, Youwood Venues, where you get tickets, but also to people like Cavs who are supplying the screen and the projector. And other people who are providing us with equipment, our own equipment. You know, it's been a big effort.
It has.
Our own Justin Marr will do the Q&A session with us after the Sunday night screening.
Brilliant.
We're looking forward to that. And you can get the tickets on youwoodvenues.com. There's still time. Don't just show up to the church, lads. Go in and pre-book your tickets. That's the COVID thing now.
Is it important that you pre-book it?
Well, obviously.
Preferably, I suppose, and in all venues now, like, it's preferable
it's preferable.
Pre-book, I know.
I mean, I don't think you'll be turned away if you come up to the church.
But I'd add to that, the viewing, you know, the viewing, the collegiate church doesn't lend itself to people standing in a corner somewhere because you'll have large pillars.
True.
Do you know? So if you want to be there and you want
seat.
To see
you want to get a seat, properly, get a proper seat, exactly.
Yeah. Like, I don't mind people come in and just, you know, as long as there's no health and safety issues, you know, you really want to be able to see it properly, you should get a seat, really.
Yeah. Yeah. And again, just to reiterate, it's on at 8:30 p.m. an ideal time, as I said, just coming up to twilight and it's spring evening, etc.
Yeah.
You know, an ideal atmosphere for yeah. ideal. Again, lads, my compliments to you both.
Thank you, Noel.
And
thank you.
Indeed, it's a pleasure to talk to you. And indeed, I hope it goes very, very well for you. And indeed, I would imagine that we haven't seen the last of Complete Control films. And indeed, musical, as I said, directing and performing by yourself, Tone.
Well, the offers, Noel.
This looks like
well, he won't be working with us anymore. I mean, moving onwards and upwards.
This looks like a marriage made in heaven to the children. You know that? This could go places
well,
like.
First 2 years have gone.
Well, like all marriages, Noel. They start yeah. well.
Well,
but Tony,
they do.
I can see you up there at the Oscars, like, but no, without the fisticuffs.
Yeah, we wouldn't come to blows.
Lads, it's been a pleasure having you in, and
thanks
indeed
so
chatting to you.
Us
and as I said, the best of luck indeed. It's a specially commissioned film. We just had a little snippet of it there, folks. You have to see this film, and indeed, you'll be simply, I know you'll agree with me, you'll simply be blown away. It's a very, very thought provoking film. It's not a documentary, as the lad said there, but indeed, it's certainly one to view. And indeed, it's been aired up at St. Mary's Collegiate Church on Sunday night, the start Sunday night at 8:30.
Easter Sunday night.
My apologies. Easter Sunday night at 8:30.
That's it.
Okay.
Thanks, Noel.
Thanks, Tony Sheehan, musical director of the Triskell Arts Centre and indeed composer and performer of the musical, the music of the film and indeed. Michael Toomey of Complete Control Films for the film itself. Lads, you have to see it, and indeed, I do know that you're going to agree with me.